自2020年3月以来，为了应对新冠疫情大流行，卑诗省一直处于省级公共卫生紧急状态。卑诗省首席卫生官 Bunny Henry 今日就宣布结束这个新冠紧急状态，并且撤销相关命令，包括是结束医疗护理人员强制接种新冠疫苗的规定。
So effective immediately today, July 26th,we will be ending the public health emergency for COVID-19 and be rescinding the few related orders that are still in place.
Bonnie Henry 表示，根据最新的流行病学数据显示，新冠病毒带来的风险已经降低，而且污水样本数据亦都显示新冠疫情已经转趋稳定，在深切治疗部或者医院留医的人数处于低位，上星期确诊和留医人数少于200人，相信卑诗省的医疗保健系统和社区中已经有高水平的保护，因此作上述的决定。
For the last week, we've had less than 200 people in hospital with a positive COVID test. I think yesterday it was 164.And the number of people requiring ICU care has been relatively steady over the last few months, and yesterday it was 11 people that we know.
不过医疗护理人员就要强制透露本身的免疫状态，包括感染新冠病毒、流感和麻疹等等。上述安排即日起生效，适用于医生、护士、相关卫生专业人员、义工和承包商。省府就说，收集上述的数据有助医疗护理当局在一旦爆发疫情的时候就人手安排作决定，包括是否要戴口罩、修订职务安排或者是无需上班等等。先前未有接种疫苗而被解雇的医护人员亦都可以重新申请并受聘担任职位。卑诗省卫生厅长迪德安就强调，省政府将会继续采取行动，以确保民众的安全，支持健康的劳动力和强大的医疗保健系统。
With the official end of COVID-19 as a public health emergency, the lifting of PHO orders has significant and important meaning. The mandate was instrumental in protecting healthcare workers against severe COVID-19 illness and complications, reducing the transmission to vulnerable patients.And care home residents and supporting the resiliency of our healthcare system.
Bonnie Henry 又形容过去四年非比寻常，知道新冠疫情对所有人、家庭和社区产生巨大影响。他感谢省民在疫情期间尽最大努力支持每一个人，在这个最具挑战性的时期以仁慈和同情心对待其他人。加拿大中文电台记者王启谦报道。